How are you? Hello? Yes, hello. This is Steven, and I'm calling you from the head office of the Visa and Mastercard, sir. So how are you today?
How am I doing?
I'm sorry?
How am I doing?
Okay, thank you. So this is a verification call that did you authorize any overseas transaction this morning?
Say that again.
Yes. Did you authorize any overseas payment this morning?
No.
All right.
What happened?
Sir, as I can see, about an hour ago, someone has accessed your internet banking from somewhere in California, all right? And they are trying to
Yes.
transfer all these funds from your account. So, do you know anyone in California who can have an access to your net banking?
No one I can think of.
All right. And so, did you try to read out your banking details with anyone else?
Say that again.
Did you try to read out your banking details with anyone? Like your family members, your friends?
No.
That's good. And apart from you, who else have an authorization to deal with your account? Yep.
John, put it on
Yep.
speakerphone.
I beg, sorry?
It's not working.
Apart from you, who else have an authorization to deal with your account details? Is there anyone else in your
No
family?
one. No one. No one at all.
All right, that's good. And do you remember, have you shared any of your banking details while visiting a website or a page?
No.
Because as I can see over here, I do believe you know about IP location, what it is, right? Your IP location just got shifted to a different country. It shows in California. That's why we just give a call to confirm whether have you done such payment or not, okay? I believe this was some sort of a fraudulent transaction tried to be made
Yeah.
while accessing
Good.
personal banking details, right?
Okay.
And when was the last time you log into your net banking?
Yesterday. Well, do you want, and I sent most of my pension. I only had a little bit left, about $30 or $50. So.
Oh, all right, sir. And so like you. Did you try to connect your device, like your mobile phone, to a free Wi-Fi or a public Wi-Fi?
Oh yeah, I have, yes, many a times.
Cause,
What do you recommend?
as I can
Do
see
you don't
your,
recommend it?
cause, as I can see your IP location just got compromised and it just got shifted to a different location. That's why you're not getting any proper emails and or any messages for the transaction, okay?
Right.
And
Are
sir,
you
did you
able
try
to?
to purchase? Yep.
No, I haven't tried to purchase anything, nothing at all. All I've done is look at some e-bike batteries, and but I haven't tried to purchase any of them. That's all I've been doing, just looking at some batteries that are for sale on eBay and a few different other spots.
Right. All right, no need to worry, sir. We will connect you to the banking security server. From there, we will show you all the transaction requests which we received from your account, and we will be helping you canceling the payment so that you don't end up losing your funds, all right?
Oh,
All right.
thanks. Yes,
All right, sir.
appreciate that.
Just be on the hold
Well, I'll
while
try
I
to put
transfer
it
this
in
fund to one of my...
again.
Yes, sir. Just be on the line while I transfer this call to one of my seniors. He will be guiding you further for the cancellation of this fraudulent payment, right?
I'm going down to take your time, so I'm
Yes,
going
be there, sir.
to leave it to you.
Sorry?
I was trying to put it on speakerphone so I don't have to bang to my ear, but it won't go on speakerphone. You're going to have to upgrade, I
Okay.
think, to the phones, maybe.
So can I transfer your call, like?
Yeah, if you wanna.
All right, sir. Just be there. Hello.
Hello. I was just talking to someone about someone's been.
Yeah, somebody has used your account details from a different country IP address, and illegally they are using your information to withdraw some funds, right?
Oh, well, apparently so, but...
And we are not sure, like, how much balance do you put?
I'm not sure exactly. Not much,
like
about $30 or $50.
$30 or $50. And which card is it?
Everyday ATM card.
Everyday. And is it a card with the AMZ and a Commonwealth?
Beg your pardon?
Is it a Commonwealth Bank card? Like which bank?
No,
card
it's a Bendigo Bank. Bendigo Bank.
Bendigo Bank. Alright. And yeah, you do use a Bendigo app on your phone. You do have a Bendigo
yes
application on a mobile.
Yes, right. I do.
Now, what we will going at, we will be going at and help you to check the IP address and connect you to the security server, okay?
Yeah, right.
All right. You do have a Google on your phone, sir? Open up the Google.
Yeah. But this is going to be hard because the speaker is not working on the phone, but I'll
I can
try
understand your concept. Okay. You do one thing, just hold the line. Okay, and I'm connecting you to the technical
phone calls.
Sweep
them away.
Because somebody has tried to illegally cheat you up.
Put that away. And then unlock the device. It's not. Oh, now it is. It's unlocked. Bendigo Bank app. Now I use Google. Hang on, I'll get it.
Go onto Google.
Yeah, $28, that's correct. Now. Alright, yeah, the Google's there. What do you want me to do about that? Are you there? Hello.
So, have you opened the Google?
Yes, I just sent some missed calls away in an Instagram notification, and then I unlocked the device, and I'll make Google.
Okay, now in the Google search, type over there, my.
All right then. What are you doing? Are you doing?
I'm just trying to help you to see the IP address which we have detected today morning that is source of the United States. I want you to see that so that you can make sure that what exactly happening behind your knowledge. So type over there my, M-Y.
Yeah, what do you want me to type in the Google search?
Is it my one? I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, now type over there my, M-Y, my. Have you typed my? Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you typing over there?
Doesn't seem to be working. Won't you stop burying cables and it won't let me put anything else in.
ठीक है, वो क्या कर रहे हैं, इसका तो ऐसा ही है। Are you there?
Yes, I've created now MY. My, I've got.
Then yeah. Space.
What, how's that? Say it. My what?
Space, yes. After
yeah, space.
My space.
Yeah, I'll put in my, now put in the space.
Yeah, space after that. One, number one.
Yeah.
Then P as in Peter.
Kate. It's so hard because I've got to keep putting it to my ear then taking it away and doing it because the speakerphone won't work on it. So I'll put my space one, now what?
Then P. P as in Peter. Then space.
T.
Then space.
Yeah, the keypad did not work. Oh, yeah, it worked. Yeah, P.
Then space.
What do you want?
My one P address country. You need to type over there.
Address.
Country. After address country. And then search for it.
U-N-T. Hold on for a moment. I'll put my glasses on. So I've got my one
P
address
country.
Address. Country.
Yeah, country. Then search. Click on the magnifying glass. I'll click on search.
How's the address spelled? Is it A G R E W
A G D? Yeah. A-D-D-A-D-D-R-E-S-S.
Yes, I've got the correct sign. Alright, press go.
Yeah, press go.
Yeah, well, it's coming
now
up.
Now, do you see something comes up, says IP address information?
It says, how do I find my IP address online?
Okay, first you need to go on to Google. You have typed in the URL box. You need to go on to Google. Now, very top, do you see something says www dot something like that?
Yeah, all right, I've gone back to Google. And what do you want?
Do you see the Google search box?
Yes.
In the middle.
Yeah, I'm there.
Now type over there my 1P address country.
My 1P.
Then address, then country.
Do you want IP or just P?
1P. No, 1P. Number 1, then P.
And address. Country. Yeah, but come up.
Do you see IP address information? It shows you your IP address and the details.
And it's showing United States of America.
Exactly. This is what I was trying to tell you because this is the IP address which we have detected today morning, and that is your IP address which you can see which is starting with 66, right?
Yeah, well, how can this be fixed? Because I noticed one time my credit doesn't run out when everyone else's does. It runs out on American time.
Okay, so someone has access to your network, sir, and they have shifted your IP address to, like, IP address location from Australia to United States. And that's the reason we have tried to, what we need to do, we need to again get it back to the Australia, and the money they have tried to charge from you, that money you will be receiving back, okay?
All right.
Now, do one thing. Have you got Play Store? Do you know go into Play Store or App Store?
Yeah, I know it, but I don't have a Google. I'm not sure. You can.
I'll assist you. The phone which you're using, is it Android phone or is it an Apple phone?
It's a Samsung Android. And all the trouble.
Okay, now you can see I'm my number over there, and you are talking, and I am on speaker. Is that right?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Now, do you know how to go to? Do you know how to go to your main screen?
Yeah.
Okay. Now try to find out Play Store.
It's in the middle, roughly.
Yeah, open the Play Store.
You're on inside. Yes, come on. Search for Yes, Ivan. What do you want me to search for?
Okay, now on the Play Store, search for AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
Then that gives you control of my phone, doesn't it?
I beg your pardon?
If I do that, then you have control of my phone, don't you?
No, we don't have the control of your phone. It will be connecting to the ACSC, the Australia Cybersecurity Department. You do one thing. You go on to Google and check for our website so that you can make sure from where we are calling you.
That's all right. I'll trust you.
Okay.
So what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do in the Play Store?
Okay. Type over there and search for the application Quick Support.
Quick Support.
Then Spice. Support. Yes. Now, do you see anything coming up on the application? Is that you are Quick Support?
Yeah. What now?
Now, click on Install. Install them. And once it gets installed, open it.
So, installing 2%?
Installing, okay.
3, 4. I'll tell you when it's loaded. 18%.
I'm holding the line. No.
Yeah.
Still it says installing. Thank you. Can it's installing, sir? Are you there?
Hey,
there.
I'm not here. Well, no, it's still only 40%. 41.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's hopeful. Thank you, patience, and I'll just now.
How much percent did it tell you? How much percentage you can see there?
There's nothing there now. There's not doing it.
Like the circle is moving now?
No, it's just gone.
It's gone? Mm. And do you see anything says install or like anything?
Says there. What was it called? Pending. Still pending.
It says pending, okay. The quicker one, right?
In a square box, and it's got pending underneath it.
Okay. It's TeamViewer Quick Support, the application which you are downloading, right? That is installing.
Hey. Say that again.
It still says pending, right?
Installing now.
Installing now. And sir, your mobile phone, which is connected to any Wi-Fi or like it's a data?
It's not connected to no Wi-Fi, but it has been in the past.
Okay.
It's installed. Yeah, whatever you want me to install, it's installed.
It's installed, right? Now click on open.
Yeah.
You see open? Click on open.
Oh. I'm opening it.
Okay.
And it goes, TeamViewer, quick support. And it goes, I accept the...
Click on accept.
Agreeing. I push that. Service devices. Brain to any computer. Why do I want to do that?
I beg your pardon? You are connecting to the ACSC server, not to any person, sir. Because those hackers are already there. I have showed you the IP address which we have detected.
Yeah, right.
That is from state.
So what
we
I
have
do?
To remove.
Now,
do you see any number over there? Do you see anything says your ID, any number?
It's not accepting any personal.
First you need to press accept. And after pressing accept, you will see your ID. There are numbers. A 9-digit number, you can see.
Should the boss be playing to any computer, you're going out and I'm not press it, I won't do anything. That's not doing nothing. Can I go back?
Okay. Do you see any number over there?
Hey?
Do you see any number? Any number over there? Any 9-digit number says you
Now this is a picture of a phone, and I go share this device screen to any computer or.
Okay.
And then I have a green.
And do you see anything? Click on grant. And now do you see any number comes up over there?
You swipe it over and it goes even to another mobile device.
And do you see any option there? Okay. Yes.
Transfer files from this device to your computer or...
Do you see anything okay? Yes, anything over there?
No, it's just saying done.
Okay, and then click on done.
So you want me,
click
you
on
want me to do that? Then you get all my photos, everything.
You see the done. Click on done.
Yeah, it's just done. Now it's showing special app require access. Special app require access required. Quick support needs permission to display over other apps. Please grant permission for permission in your device's settings.
Okay. Go to settings.
Yeah.
Now in the settings, do you see the it says permission?
It says display over app. Feature not available. This feature has been turned off because it closed down.
Okay. It says the picture is not available. Now do one thing. Close this one and go to the Play Store once again. Go to the Play Store. Close this one and go to the Play Store.
All right. Yeah, it's terrible also.
Are you on the Play Store?
I'm looking for it. Yeah, I found it. I've opened it.
Now, in the Play Store, search for the application AnyDesk. AnyDesk. AnyDesk.
All one word?
All one word, yeah.
AnyDesk. And then it goes AnyDesk or AnyDesk plugin add one.
Oh, no. The first thing says AnyDesk remote desktop software. Click install that.
Install it. Open it.
Yeah, install it.
Plugin activation. To be able to control this device remotely, a plugin needs to be activated. Would you like to activate
the plugin? Do you see anything? Yes, okay, or activate.
It goes, don't show this again, or cancel, or okay. And so
click on
Do you want the address?
Yeah, tell me the address.
Are you ready? 1219666612.
It's 12196661 2, right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, shortly you'll be receiving, there is a message comes up, says security warning. If you see that, let me know.
Say that again.
Do you see anything comes up, says security warning?
Hang on. The screen lock. Yeah, security warning. You are about to grant full control of your device.
Do you see anything says yes, okay, or like accept?
I chucked this call.
Click on I trust this call.
Yeah. I'm going to get a security warning, another person
now,
who likes to access your device.
Now, do you see anything says I trust this call?
Yeah, I already done that. And
yeah,
now,
now, there are two check boxes you will see. Says I'm aware of this risk. And don't show me this message again. There are small check boxes. There are two check boxes. Can you see those?
No, it's a security warning. Another person would like to access your device.
Do you see anything that says accept? Click on accept.
It's not letting me.
Okay, why it's not letting you? Because just top of that, do you see there are two small check boxes? There are two square boxes. You can click on check on that. I am aware of this risk and don't show me this.
Oh, yeah.
All
right,
click both the boxes. That's
incoming connection. There you go. Scan detection of the users allowed.
First, you need to click both the boxes. The small boxes, then click on accept.
So it goes, gain protection, other users are allowed to.
Click on accept.
Start recording or casting with any desk. And
do you see anything say start now or start broadcast?
Yeah.
Click on any one of them. Start now or start broadcast.
Yeah, now it's going, plug-in activation.
Now, don't show this again. Click on that, the small box, and click on OK.
Yeah.
Click on OK. Now, go to your main screen by pressing the middle button. Go to your main screen.
Okay.
The main screen. Go to your home screen. Where you can see all your applications. Go over there.
Yeah.
Check one by one application. We need to make sure which application is got affected by them. So one by one, check, I mean, what are the applications do you have? Just check one by one.
What do you mean? I don't know
Swipe your screen and swipe your screen and check one by one application.
Yeah, and a whole heap of shit. My grandkids have downloaded. Games, quick support,
any other application do you have apart from these? Go check all of the applications. What other applications do you have? We need to check which application is affected. So you go to your all the applications where you can see all your applications. Go there.
Yeah, search app.
Okay, now check from top to bottom. Like swipe your screen from bottom to top. Slowly.
Yeah, then it just goes to the end of that fucking thing. YouTube and YouTube Music Plus One.
Okay. And do you have any bank application over here, your bank application?
Yeah, I have Bendigo Bank.
You have the Bendigo application over here. And open up the Bendigo application and check over there whether you have received any money or not.
You should be able to see my screen. Could you fucking...
No, we can't see
in the back.
We can't see any of the Master is connected to the ACSC, Australian Cyber Security System, okay?
Yeah, I've got $28 in the bank.
We don't need your any of your things, sir. We don't need any of your account balance, anything. We just want you to check everything is correct or not. So log in into your account and check everything is correct or not, because we found
suspicious. I'm not spending your bank account. My pension money on Monday, and I've no spent it.
I understand. And after that, just do
all the $40. Yeah, so get $90. Showgrounds, 170.
Okay. Now, and do you have any credit card with this account linked to it?
No. No, I don't.
You don't have it? You don't have any credit card from Bendigo, right?
No, that's wrong.
Okay. Now, log out from the account. You log out. Log out from your account.
That's right.
And go to the Play Store. We'll be downloading one application through which they have targeted and they have tried to, take your money out.
Are you sure?
Take that. So log out. Yeah. Click on yes.
I'm telling you, what's the Play Store again?
Yeah, go to the Play Store. And do you know your Bendigo password, your user ID and password? Play Store. Open up the Play Store.
It's open.
Now, in this Play Store, at the very top, you
it's still there.
Wipe that. Delete that.
You don't want it.
Any desk.
All right, so go back. Yeah, now search for what?
Now, type over there ZIP, ZIP, ZIP.
ZIP. Yeah, zip what? Yeah, I'm putting zip. I put it in.
Okay, now click on search. Do you see the magnifying glass in the keyboard? Search.
Yes. Yeah, now it's come up.
Do you see there is an application comes up, say Zip Shop Now, Pay Later?
No. Money transfer, money transfer, all documents, reader, Zip. Oh, yeah, Shop Now, Pay Later, yeah.
Oh, just install that one, because that is the application through which they have targeted your account. So open that one, and we will be canceling your account from this application. So that they won't be able to do anything. You can install.
I don't know what I should be doing.
I beg your pardon. If you have any questions, you can ask me.
I don't even know the
And you don't have any Wi-Fi connected. You don't have any Wi-Fi connected to your at your home.
No. But my daughter and that borrow my phone to connect to other people's Wi-Fi.
Okay.
She's 70% fully unsafe.
And you can see it downloading over there, right?
She's saying, I'll tell you when it's.
Okay. And another application which you need to download, that is a CoinSpot. That is another application they have tried to target your account, and we will do that. First, let us go through this.
Are you going to find out who it is and I'm in charge?
Can you put your phone on charge? Do you have a charger with you right now? Okay.
It's charging. Right. It's 83%. Bit shop and I'll pay later. It's 100%, so it'll be stolen now. Installing. Billy phone. Billy phone. Yeah, it's installed. Open it. Open it or what now? Hello?
Oh, click on open.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Now it's got...
Okay, now do you see anything here? Sign up. Click on sign
what?
Up.
Why do you want me to sign up? Why? I don't fucking want this.
Okay, I already told you the person, those who are targeted your account, they have already created your account under a different IP address. We need to remove them from this application. So we have to sign up with your name.
Oh, no, no, so I'm going to sign up.
Click on sign up.
I'm trying to, took a bit, but then accepted it. Now, trying to do something. Because it just started with Zip by choosing an account. Because the most popular 360
okay,
to about.
Now open
that?
Up any desk. Now open up any desk. Go to your main screen and open up the any desk application.
Alright. Any desk.
And once you see your number, 12196-6612, let me know.
Doesn't want to open. Touched it 4 or 5 times. Still trying. It's refusing to open.
Is it not opening?
No. It's not.
It's not opening. Okay, I'll tell you another way how you can open it. Go to the Play Store and search for the application AnyCast. Open, just search for the application, AnyDesk, AnyDesk. And once you search for the application, you will see the open option comes up there.
AnyDesk.
Search for it and open up.
Your address.
Okay, now do you see the thumbs up security warning? Click on accept if you see that. Do you see accept option? Click on that.
Then it goes, ICS, a banking security server. Would you like
to view
this?
Click on accept. Now start broadcast. Click on start broadcast. Now go to the main screen where you can see all your applications. Go to that. Need to go to the main screen. Open up zip. Do you see the zip? Open that. Now click on sign up.
Sign up, is that what you want?
Yeah, sign up.
Come down. Sign up now.
Sign up now. Type your mobile number.
0402417254. Is that right? Send code.
Click on send code. Receiving the code. You'll be receiving the text message. The code will be coming up over there. Once you receive that, put that code in this bar, this one. Check your message. Go to your message. Do you see the square? Have you received any message? Do one thing. Swipe up.
Hey.
Swipe up your screen. Swipe it up. Okay. Now, do you see at the very bottom there is a square? Press that square.
besides the circle? Look at the very bottom. Beside the circle, do you see the square?
I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying at the very bottom, there are three options you can see at the very bottom. There is a triangle, and there is a square, and there is a circle. You need to press the square, not on the screen, just below screen. Do you see the square one?
Your 6-digit code.
Okay, now at the very bottom of your phone, look at the very bottom. Do you see there are three
options? Yeah, it says didn't receive code or resend.
No, sir. What I'm trying to tell you is that at the very bottom of your phone, not on the screen, at the very bottom of your phone, you can see there are three options. One triangle, one circle, and the square, right?
Yes.
Okay, press the square. And go to any desk.
Okay. I've done that. It's got my eyes.
So if you see something comes up at that, click
the code comes through now. The zip code comes through.
Click on accept.
I trust this call.
Click on that.
Yeah.
What is the code?
Let's come up with all this fucking bullshit cam protection.
Now click on accept. Click on accept. Do you see anything says accept? Click on that. Now start broadcast. Okay, now do you see remote address where it says? Just right next to that you will see three dots. Three dots. Do you see that?
Now it's gone to any desk.
Okay, now it says remote address and its cursor is blinking, right?
Yes.
Okay, now just right next to that you will see three dots.
Yes.
Arrow, click on that three dots.
Click on what? The three dots.
Three dots.
Yeah, right. And then it goes.
And now, you can see. There are two options at the top. One is a cross mark and one is a person. It's a type of person logo. Below that, there are three dots you can see. Click on those three dots. Click on permissions.
I have.
Okay, now do you see there is a keyboard mouse? Click on that. Keyboard mouse sign, you can see. Keyboard mouse, you can see. Click on that. Beside the speaker at the very bottom. Again, click on that. Again, click on the three dots.
Click on the bottom.
No, top three dots, not the bottom one.
And then
click on permissions.
Yeah. Then it's coming up. Look at the down.
You can see the speaker sign, right? Which is locked. A speaker sign. Then you can see there is a speaker sign locked. Right next to that, do you see keyboard and mouse? Click on that.
Yeah.
Now you can see other. Now click on the keyboard and mouse again.
Click on more.
Click on that keyboard and mouse again. Click on that.
It's not doing nothing. It's going to read the lock on.
Okay, now do you see below permissions, other users are allowed to? Do you see that? Click on that.
Click on what?
other users are allowed to. Click on that.
Yes, again.
Now, swipe up the screen. You can see here my device sound output. Okay. Now click on the second option. Try to click on the second option. Keyboard and mouse. Keyboard and mouse. Click on that. Is nothing happening?
Now,
do you see access my devices? The last one. Click on that. The square. Click on the square box.
What, access my device?
Yeah, click on that.
Yeah, done that.
Okay, now scroll up a little bit. If you have any other options, just scroll down or scroll up.
What's it, close it?
Scroll up. I'm saying close, scroll up.
Yeah,
again, click on that three option, three dots, the top one. Click those three dots.
I've gone back to any desk.
Yeah, click on the three dots again, the top one. Click on that.
Yes,
click on permission.
Yeah.
Now, PC scam protection. Click on that. Scam protection. On the top. On the top, you will see. Scam protection. Click on that.
Yes.
Okay. Now, click on the full access, the top one. There is a circle.
Yeah.
At the very top, see full access. Yeah. Click on the circle.
Yeah,
now click on close. Click on close.
Close it.
Yeah, close it.
Yeah.
Okay, now go to your main screen. Your home. Press the middle button. Go to your main screen. Now open up Zip.
Yeah, sign up. Is that what you want me to do?
Click on sign up again. Click on sign up. And then type your phone number. Okay, now do you see $1,000 total you'll be getting? Yeah, go down. Go down and click on sign up. Sign up. Sign up now.
Yeah.
And then type your phone number. It will be asking you to put the phone number.
0403417254.
Okay, send code. Yeah. Okay. Now check any if you have received any text messages. Go to your messages. Check. Go to your messages. Click on copy.
Yes.
Okay. Now go to the zip where it's asking the code. Go to that application, the zip one, where it is asking the code, and put that in over there.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold the line for a moment, okay? We'll just be on the line.
Hello?
Oh my God, it's gone.
Sign up now.
Click on sign up now. Not that
hello
number. And then click on send code.
Send code.
And again you have received a new code. Check the message. Click on the square one. Yeah, click on the square one. And then go to message. And if you have received a new code over there, put that code in the zip one, where it's asking to put the code.
Yeah, copy the and see if it goes up that window. It just keeps going back to the fucking start of it. Sign up.
Have you put the code in?
Hey.
Have you put the code in over there?
No, because it goes back to the start of it. It goes back to the zip. Now, pay later, sign up.
Again, it goes to the sign up. Okay, open up the AnyDesk. Open up AnyDesk.
What do you want me to do, you fucking?
Go to AnyDesk. Click on accept and then click on start broadcast.
I trust this call.
Click on I trust this call.
Yeah.
Then click on accept.
It's not telling me yet.
Do you see the accept option?
It says jam protection.
Okay, do you see accept? Any option says accept.
Yeah, alright.
Click on
start recording and casting. Start now.
Start broadcast. Click on start broadcast.
Yeah.
Now go to the zip one. Now press the square one at the very bottom.
Now press the zip. Yeah, I'm and it's going fucking just I'm just keep going over the same shit. Sign up now.
You don't need to do that.
Hey. It's saying sign up now. So what do you want me to do? Sign up or what?
Okay, what we will do, sir, just do one thing, just to give me a moment.
I'm not staying on this phone all day. What do you want me to do now?
No, sir, you don't need to be on the phone all day. Do one thing. Go open up your Bendigo.
I mean, the what?
Bendigo. Go on to Bendigo. Bendigo application.
Yeah, and I'll open it.
And login. Login onto that. Put your PIN.
Yeah, I'll put in your PIN number as logged in.
Okay, now. Do you see in at the very bottom more?
Yes.
Do you see settings right hand top? settings, just beside accounts, there is a setting sign. Click on that. Settings. Do you see that?
I don't even, because the figures don't work. There's accounts, move money, activities, contacts,
okay,
and more.
Now look at the top, right hand top.
Yeah.
There's accounts, right?
Yeah.
Right next to accounts, there is a symbol of settings. Click on that.
Like a little cog.
Yeah, the little circle. Click on that.
Then it goes display settings, reorder
Do you see the right hand bottom? Okay, now do you see right hand bottom corner more? Click on more.
Yep, and some of cards before was new settings, log out.
Click on cards.
Cards. Yeah, it's come up with me two cards, your statement account and checking account.
Click on the first one, the statement account.
Yeah.
Okay, and go to the next one.
What, the next card?
Yeah, next card.
Yeah, it's a picture of me checking account.
Okay, now.
Now
go back. Look at the right, left hand top. There is a arrow. Just go back.
Okay. You login.
Okay, login. Yeah. Press the card. Now click on accounts. Good.
Yeah. Statement account. Check your account. Statement.
Okay, wait.
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. What?
All right. Now click on settings on the top. Can you see settings?
Do that little cog thing.
Yeah, click on that.
Yeah, all right, one now. Goes display settings, reorder, count size.
Okay, now tap on back arrow. Again, click on the back arrow on the top.
Yeah,
on the top. Yeah, now click on more on the bottom down there. Can you see more?
Yep.
Now click on settings. Click on settings.
Go down bottom.
Bottom, very bottom down. Yeah, can you see manage daily limits? Manage daily limits. Click on that.
Yep, what I've done that.
Click on that. Manage daily limits. Click on that.
Yeah.
All right.
Pay anyone $500.
Yeah, click on that. Yeah, click on that.
Yeah, all right. Now what? Maximum amount, 50,000. Limit,
yeah,
500.
Make it. Click on that, 500. Click on the 500.
If you want to do something, you go there, okay? Now what? Delete it?
Yes, make it 20,000. Make it 20,000. Type there 20,000.
20,000?
Yeah.
I'm not putting in 20,000.
So we are sending you the money. We will be sending you the funds for the security purpose. Okay? So don't worry about anything. This is the limit. This is, you are not paying to anyone. This is only the limit of the transaction.
The 20,000.
Yes.
That's 50,000 is the maximum.
Yeah, you see, that's the reason we are not entering the 50,000, only 20,000. 20,000, sir, not $20. It's 20,000.
Well, frankly, there is no problem.
Yeah.
Dot.
You need. Yep. No, not dot.
One, two. It won't let me do the third zero.
Yeah, that's the reason. Don't put the dot. Wait. Put the zero first. Remove everything. And I'm telling you what you need to type in there. Remove that. Delete it. Yeah, again type zero. 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 Two.
Zero.
Type two. No, type two. Remove that.
Two.
Zero.
Zero.
Again, zero. Again, zero. Again,
zero.
Again, zero. Now put a dot.
Then you go back and put the dot in there.
Four. Sir, remove one more zero. There should be four zero, not five. Remove one zero.
No,
okay, you delete everything. Wait, delete everything. And listen to me very carefully. Delete. Delete that. And listen to me. Sir, remove that. Remove it. Yes. Again, now type two. Type number two.
Yep.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yep.
Again, zero. Zero. Zero.
Yeah.
Again, zero.
Yeah.
Now give a dot. Now put a dot.
Put a dot there now.
Yes.
Yep.
Now zero, zero. Now give 20. Put 20 over there.
Yeah, all right.
Click on update. Click on update.
It goes to enter a valid number.
Okay, wait. Do one thing. Click there again.
What?
Click on 20,000.
Yeah, what? Delete it?
Yeah, delete it. And after 20, you need to put the comma, not dot. Put comma after 20.
I tried that before, 20 dot?
No, not dot. You need to, not dot. You need to put comma, a comma sign. Click on the hash. Click on the hash.
Yeah.
Hash button, yes. Now, can you see the comma below the, yes.
It's not a filler.
Smart going up? No. Okay. Put dot. Try to put the dot.
Yeah.
Wait. Now 000. 000.
No, it won't
zero,
take the
one.
Last dot. It won't take
okay.
Anymore.
Now. Remove that. Remove delete dot zero.
What?
Delete those zero. Delete that. Delete the zero.
And I've deleted it all.
All right. Now again, click on the X on the bottom. The X. Try to click again. Okay. Now type. What you need to do is tap on 20.
Yeah, 20.
Now, try to put the comma, again click on the hash button.
No, one hit that.
Okay, try to type in 50, type 50 and give a comma. Remove 20.
Still 20, one hit the comma.
Okay, remove the 20, remove it.
Yep.
Now type 50, tap on 1, 2, 3, the number below down there.
Yeah.
Now type 50.
Type 50.
50. Yeah, 50.
Yeah.
No, wait. Oh, wait. Delete that.
What now?
Type 20.
Yeah.
Okay. Now type more 30.
Another story zero.
Yeah.
Profile.
No. Now click on update.
Click on what?
Update. You have codex. You have received a security code, a token code on your on the security device. So enter the code there. Okay, where it says security token, you need to click on there. The security code.
Where are they access?
Yes, that one.
Yes, security code.
It's 691401, right, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
So definitely
I want to put that in. Yeah, put that. Go there to the Bendigo page. Go to the other page. Yes. Perfect.
What is the number?
619.
619.
Again, go to that page and look up there to the BIP access.
What's the fucking number? 619.
Wait. Press. Go to the VIP access again.
I made it. What is this fucking name?
Wait. Open up the VIP access.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, number 30.
850. Go to that page. 930-850. 930-850.
So what's the number? Tell me now.
930.
930.
850.
850.
Click on submit.
Scanning, please provide valid security data.
Wait, click on cancel. Click on cancel.
Yeah.
On the top, can you see cancel?
Yes.
Okay, now again click on update.
Hi, update.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go to the VIP access application.
This is the last time I'm doing it.
All right.
Yep. There it is.
9363.
It was. God, we'll get that in Berlin.
963-642.
963. Yes.
642.
642.
Click on submit.
Just keeps on saying, please provide a valid security statement.
Okay, press on the home button. You got a device, a token device from the Bendigo Bank at your home?
What?
You got a token device, a security token device?
No,
you got a token device, a security token.
I don't know.
You received the... Okay, go to the VIP access again. Go back to the VIP access application.
Yes, right, I'm there. It's got a number.
Yeah. 165336. Go back there.
Yes.
165336. 165336.
What's the number?
165336.
165336.
Six.
Submit.
It's
just, you can see the screen. It's saying please provide a valid security.
Okay.
Moses just keeps saying that. We've tried three times. Please provide a valid security token.
Okay, now, do you have any device provided by the bank?
Do I have any what?
Do you have any device provided by the bank?
Device? No.
Yeah, do you have device? There is no device, right?
No.
The bank has not provided you any of your bank, any of the device.
No.
No. Okay. Wait.
I don't want to be doing this any longer.
Sir, it will not take more time. Wait. We are just. Because we are securing your account, right? And we are protecting your money. So just cooperate with us.
I'm trying to. It's just getting too hard. I'm just doing the fucking same thing over and over and not getting anywhere. I've got other things I've got to do. What am I doing now? I want to get off the phone.
I'm talking to my head department. Wait, just give me a moment. I'm on the line. I'm also with you on the line, sir. Okay. Have you ever sent any money to anyone through your Bendigo? And that time, the code was coming to your phone.
Have I ever sent any money to anyone? Just a friend. Yeah, my daughter. I send her money, and a friend. I've sent a couple of dollars to.
Okay. And she knows about the device. There is a device. You get the codes over there. Bank has provided to you.
Yeah.
Do you have that with you right now?
No.
Do you have that security code device with you right now?
No, I don't.
You don't have. Is that with you, with your daughter?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay.
We're not getting anywhere. Can you just ring back tomorrow?
I'll do one thing, sir. Just wait. Wait, just be online. I'm putting a callback schedule for you. Just wait.
My fucking phone won't even turn on fucking speaker.
Okay, is it possible, can I give you a call back after 1 hour? Is that be okay? Are you there?
Hello, call back within an hour.
An hour, okay. I'll give you a call back after an hour, okay?
All right, then, that'll make you. Are you in Australia or?
Yes, I'm calling you from the Australia.
Oh, yeah, okay then, yeah. So that'll be... what's coming now? So it's about 4 o'clock. It's 3:02. I'll be expecting the call and I'll be viewing location. Alright.
Okay, so I'll give you a call after 4, okay?
Alright then, thank you. Thank you for the breakdown. Okay. I'll talk to you at 4 o'clock. Alright, thank you.